Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf Zion, correct?
Starting
Vav Amud Bet. Right, we're at the Mishnah Vav Amud Bet. We're going to cover hopefully most of Zion as well. So in today's class, should be prayer for Ashlan Abba Lachalim, Rifat Shalom Ben Sarah, David Ben Rechai, Yafa Bet Rav, Rifka Bet Yochai, Bet Rifka Bet Esther, Shalom Ben Sarah, Efrai Min Dayal, Moshe Ben Chana, Yafa Bet Miriam, Yehuda Ben Yafa, Chaya Sar Bet Simcha, Recha Ben Chana, David Ben Esther, Simcha Ben Makam, Miriam Bet Yochai, Bet Aliza Bet Miriam, Chana, Liana Bet Naomi, Rachel Esther Bet Tamar, ולהבדיל אלו נשמעת ליד דינה בת אפרים, אלישוע בת אהרון, אהרון בן יצחק, אל בנימין בן יצחק. Okay, we're continuing holding on Vav Amud Bet, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, קראו את המגילה באדר ראשון, ונתעברה השנה. If they read the Megillah on the first month of Adar, and then there was a leap year, so they added a second month of Adar, קוראים אותה באדר שני, we read it again in the second Adar. And then it says, "Ein bein Adar Rishon leAdar Sheni ela Kriyat Megillah uMatanon leAvyanim." He says, "There's no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar, rather than Mishnah says, besides for Megillah and Matanon leAvyanim, that both of those, of course, have to be done in the second." Okay, so the Gemara is going to bring multiple.
So the Ta'anit is ski.
Multiple, ma kavana.
Osim Ta'anit gam baPurim Sheni.
Yeah,
right. So everything, we're going to see different opinions in the Gemara, but everything goes to the second Adar. When it happens that there's another Adar, we push everything to the second Adar. Okay? So the Gemara says, Ha li'inyan seder parshiot zeveze shavin. So you can infer from our Mishnah that when it comes to the parshiot, right, we read the Arba parshiot, Zachor, Parash, Kalim, and Achodesh, when you read those four parashiyot, it would be Zeveze Shavin, both of them would be equivalent. So it says, Mani Matnitin, who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Tanakama, it's not the opinion of Tanakama, Velo Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Yosef, it's not Rabbi Eliezer, Velo Rashbag, and it's not the opinion of Rashbag, the Tanya, the Baraita says, Karuat HaMegillah Ba'adar Rishon, they read the Megillah on the first Adar, when it Abra Shana, and they became a leap year, Korinota Ba'adar Sheni, they read on the second Adar, Shekol Mitzvot Shonagot B'Sheni, all mitzvot that apply in the second, Noagot B'Rishon, they apply in the first as well, Chutz Mimikra Megillah, except for the Mikra Megillah that you have to read in the second. Rabbi Eliezer says, "In Korinota be'Adar Hasheni, you do not read it in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvot shenagod b'Sheni, noagod b'Rishon." He says, "Because all mitzvot that apply in the second Adar apply in the first, and so therefore you read it in the first." Rashbag Omer, "Mishum Rabbi Yosef, af Korinota be'Adar Hasheni, you even read it in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvot shenagod b'Sheni, in noagod b'Rishon. That all the mitzvot that apply in the second Adar do not apply in the first Adar." And they agree that eulogizing and fasting would be forbidden in both Adars, both the first and the second. So, Rashbag, Rameshimah Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama. So it sounds like from this Baraita, the Rashbag is the same opinion as Tanakama. They're not differentiating in their opinions. So he said, Amar Papa, Seder Parshiot Ika Benayu. The difference between them would be the order of the Parshiot, right? As we will see right now. The Tanakama Savar Lechatchila B'Sheni. Because Tanakama holds that Lechatchila you should read the Parshiot in the second Adar. Via Avud B'Rishon, and if you do it in the first one, Avud, it's okay. Bar Mimikra Megillah, except for the reading of the Megillah. The Af Al Gav, the Karu B'Rishon, Karu B'Sheni, that even though they read it in the first, they would have to reread it in the second. Rabbi Eliezer, Right. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Eliezer says, Savar, Afilu Mikra Megillah Lechatchila Berishon. He says, even Mikra Megillah, you can Lechatchila read it in the first Adar. Rabban Shimon Megamliel Omer, Savar, Afilu Seder Parshiot. He says, even the Seder Parshiot, Ikaru Berishon, Karu Bashini. That if you read in the first one, unlike Tanakama, you would have to repeat and say it in the second one. So you see, that's in essence the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Megamliel. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? If you say it's the opinion of Tanakama, Kashya Matanot. Here's the difficulty of Matanet Levyonim. Right? Because what did our Mishnah say? Matanet Levyonim has to be in the second Adar. And what did the Tanakama say? If you go back to the Braita, the Tanakama said, here. קראת המגילה באדר ראשון ונתעברה השנה וקוראת באדר שני שכל מצוות שנה גם ראשון נו שני נוהגות בראשון. He says all mitzvot that apply in the second apply in the first. משמע that matanot levyonim can be done in the first. Unlike our Mishnah said it has to be done in the second. So you have a kushya on matanot levyonim. E Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef, if you say the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef, kashya nami mikra megillah. It's difficult even mikra megillah. Why? Because we said mikra megillah has to be done in the second Adar. What is he saying? He's saying it can be even done lechatchila in the first Adar. If you say it's the opinion of...
Bediavad.
לכתחילה. Yes. Irashbag, Kasha said their parashiyot. If you say the opinion of Rashbag, it's difficult to say their parashiyot, the order of the parashiyot. Why? Because what does Rashbag say? Rashbag says it has to be, the Seder parashiyot has to be done in the second Adar. Our Mishnah said what? You can do everything in the first Adar except for Mikra Megillah and Matanon Levinim. That sounds like the parashiyot can be done in the first Adar. Or if they were done, you don't have to repeat Bediavat. So clearly all three of them don't work with our Mishnah. So Gemara says, Le'olam Tanakama. Really, the opinion of our Mishnah is Tanakama. V'tana Mikra Megillah, and he taught Mikra Megillah, when he said that the Mikra Megillah has to be done in the second, V'hu Adin Matanot Levyonim, and he says, even so, with regards to the Matanot Levyonim, Deha Beha Talia, because they are each dependent on one another. And so therefore, he just didn't mention it, but really, it's also included in his category of what needs to be read in the second, and so he works with our Mishnah. V'bayit Ema, and if you want to say, Le'olam Rashbag, it's really the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Umatnitin chasuri mechsera, and our Mishnah is missing something. And this is what it should have said. Ein bein arba'asar shibadar rishon. There's no difference between the 14th and the first Adar. Le arba'asar shibadar shini to the 14th and the second Adar. Ela mikra megillah umatanot. Besides for megillah and the matanot. Ha, so you infer from that, le'inyan hesped v'ta'anit, with regards to eulogizing and fasting, zeh v'zeh shavin, both of them would be equally asur. V'ilu seder parshiot lo ma'ire, but it does not discuss anything about the seder parshiot. Right? In that aspect, it didn't teach anything about the seder parshiot, so you can assume that the seder parshiot are also included in the category of need to be read in the second Adar. And so therefore, that supports his opinion. Amar Bichia Bar Avi, meaning what was our Mishnah talking about according to him? It's only when it's the 14th. He said, there's no difference between the 14th and the first month and the 14th and the second month besides for Mikra Megillah and Matanot. But with regards to the whole month, there is a difference. He says that the actual essence of the Arba Parshiyot have to be read in the second Adar. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchatak Rabban Shimon megam Yesh, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yosei, he says, Halacha follows Rashbag. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnehem Mikra Achad Arshu, and they both explain one Pasuk. Pasuk says, Bechol Shana V'Shana. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yosei Savar, he explains, Bechol Shana V'Shana, what does it mean every single year? Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Adar Samuch L'Shvat. Just like every single year, it has to be the Adar that's closest to the month before it, which is Shvat. Avkan Adar Samuch L'Shvat. So to now it has to be the Adar that's closest to Shvat, even when you have two Adars. Right. Rashbag Savar, Rashbag holds, Bechol Shana V'Shana, every single year, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, just like every year, Adar Samuch L'Nisan, that it's the Adar that it's closest to Nisan, meaning the second Adar. Or if there's no second Adar, the first Adar. Avkan Adar Samuch L'Nisan, so to now it has to be the Adar that's closest to Nisan, meaning the second Adar. As Bishlam, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yose, it makes sense. The opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Mistaber Ta'ama. It makes sense. Why? The Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvot. We don't pass over Mitzvot. Right? When you have a Mitzvah at hand to do, you don't delay it to the second Adar, he says. Do it right away in the first Adar. Ela Rashbag, but according to the opinion of Rashbag, Mai Ta'ama. Why does he say you push it off? Amar Rabbi Taveh. He says the closeness of the proximity and the juxtaposition between Geula to Geula, meaning one redemption to the next, referring to the month of Adar, next to the month of Nisan, would be better than doing it in the first, than Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot. This aspect of the proximity between Geula to Geula is much stronger and better than the aspect, right? Rashi says Purim LePesach. The aspect of those two being one next to another in a month after month is much greater than in Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot.
It's a chidush.
Yeah, it's a very big chidush.
Yeah, it says mitzvah ba'aliyah.
Rabbi Elazar Amar Ta'amad Rabban Shimon Gamliel Mehacha. He says they actually learned at the pasuk from here, Dechtiv, the kayemet igeret apurim hazot ha-shenit. From the fact that the word says ha-shenit, you can understand it's talking about the second Adar. And it needed to say every single year. If it just said every single year, Hava Amena, I would have thought Ki Kushyan. We would have had our difficulty. Right? The Kushya that we just had. Right? Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot, exactly. So Kamash Malan Hashenit. That's why I needed to say Hashenit. Viash Ma'inan Hashenit, and if it would have only said the word Hashenit, Hava Amena, I would have thought Betchila Barishon Uvasheni. I would have thought, initially you should do it both on the first and the second. Kamashmalan, Mikol Shana V'Shana. Come to teach us that no, every single year, meaning that you only do it in the second. You don't have to do it in the second.
That's what we
do. Okay, I'm going to stop there for questions, and also it's an interesting discussion. Okay, we're continuing now. So we're in the next amud. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosei, Hai Hashenit Mai Avidle. What does he use the words Hashenit for? Mi Ba'ilei, he uses it for Lichter Rav Shemuel Bar Yehuda. The Amar Rav Shemuel Bar Yehuda. But Chila Keva'ua B'Shushan. In the beginning, they only established it in the city of Shushan. U'basof B'chol HaOlam Kulo. And afterwards, because of the fact that it said Hashenit, Hashenit is telling us that we do it all over the world now, not only in Shushan. Amar Shimon Bar Yehuda, Shalcha lahem Esther lachachamim, Kava'uni ledorot, establish me for generations to come. I want everyone to hear this story. Shalchu la, they sent to her, Kinata me'oreret aleinu levein ha'umot. You're going to cause, ruckus, you're going to cause the goyim to get upset that we're making a book and we're establishing it, saying how we conquered them. Shalcha lahem, she sent to them, Kvar ketuva ani al divrei hayamim lemalchei madai uparash, saying, I'm already, my timeline and everything that's written is already written in the word, in the divrei hayamim. So if you look over there, you can already find it. So by writing this, it's not like we're not doing anything more, we're not clear, we're not revealing anything that was not already revealed. Everyone knows about it already. Rav v'Rav Chanina v'Rav Yochanan v'Rav Chaviva matnu bekulei seder moed, they taught in all of the seder moed. And then it says, Kol ki hai zuga, anytime it has this group of rabbis, Chalufei Rabbi Yochanan u'ma'ayil Rabbi Yonatan. They would remove Rabbi Yochanan and put in the opinion of Rabbi Yonatan. So, Shalcha lahem Esther l'chachamim. She sent to the chachamim. Kutvuni ledorot. Write me down for the generations. The girsa changed over here. The girsa says, Kitvuni basefer. Write me in the book. Shalchula, they sent to her. Halo katavti lecha shilishim. Right, this is a pasuk in Mishlei. Shalishim. So he says, Shalishim velo ribeim. Saying only three but not four. Meaning, we can only... Yeah, he's talking about you can only mention the destruction or going down on Amalek three times, not four. So he's saying, by adding you to the Tanakh, we'd be mentioning it four times. Ad shematz'ulo, ad shematz'ula, I should say, no? Ad shematz'ula, mikra kaduv batorah. And so it says in the pasuk, Ktov zot vezikaron basefer. What does the pasuk mean? Ktov zot. Masha katuv kan, what's written here you should write. Mishne Torah, and in Mishne Torah. Zikaron, masha katuv neviim, that which is written in neviim. Bas sefer, masha katuv Megillah, you should write down what's written in the Megillah. You see that over here? Until they found this pasuk, they weren't going to write it, but then once they found this pasuk, then they said, you know what, we'll add the Megillah, we'll add her to the Tanakh. Ketanei, but then it says, machloket tanaim. It says, ketov zot, Masha Katuv Kan. One opinion says, write what's written here. Zikaron, Masha Katuv Mishneh Torah. What's in Sefer Mishneh Torah? Besefer, when it says Besefer, Masha Katuv Neviim. That's what's written in Neviim. Doesn't mention this opinion. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, he does not mention the opinion of Megillah. Rabbi Elazar Muda'i says, Omer, Ketov Zot, Masha Katuv Kan Mishneh Torah. This is what's right here in Devarim. Zikaron, Masha Katuv Neviim. So if we include Megillah or we do not include Megillah in this in the discussion. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Esther Eina Mitamat Yadayim. That Esther is not, Megillah Esther, of course, is not Mitamat Yadayim, right? Some Svarim says when you touch a Sefer, it could potentially make your hands Tameh if you were to go to touch Terumah, so then when you touch Terumah, you would Mitameh the Terumah. But over here it's telling us that Megillah Esther does not have that status to be Mitameh Yadayim. Is that to teach us that Esther was not given Beruach HaKodesh? V'ha Amar Shemuel, but Shemuel taught us Esther Beruach HaKodesh Ne'emra. Says he was Beruach HaKodesh. It says Ne'emra Likrot, v'lo Ne'emra Lichtov. It was only given Beruach HaKodesh to read, but not Beruach HaKodesh to write it down. So when it was written down, that's not considered. Only something that's Beruach HaKodesh to be written down is considered something that's Metamet Yadayim. Yeah.
It says
Likrot
Be'alpeh. Did you say it by heart?
Ne'emra likrot. No, it was given Baruch HaKodesh just to read, but it wasn't given Baruch HaKodesh in order to write, and so therefore, by being written down, that doesn't make it the status that has tumah to it when a person would touch the scroll. Meitiveh, the Gemara says, contradiction. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kohelet, eno metamet hayadayim. It says, Kohelet is not metamet hayadayim, machloket with Shir HaShirim. And it says, a machloket with Shir HaShirim. Rabbi Yosei Omer, Shir HaShirim metamet hayadayim, umachloket beKohelet. He says, no, Shir HaShirim is metamet hayadayim, but the machloket comes with Kohelet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kohelet mikulei Beit Shammai, umichumrei Beit Hillel. Kohelet is with the leniencies of Beit Shammai and the stringencies of Beit Hillel. Right? Beit Hillel says it would be metameh, and Beit Shammai says it would not be metameh. Aval, Ruth, but the book of Ruth, Veshir HaShirim, VeEsther metaminet hayadayim. So you see that clearly what? Over here it says Esther is metameh hayadayim. Before we just said Esther is not metameh hayadayim. So the Gemara, who the Amar Rabbi Yeshua, he holds like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that we brought the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua earlier, right? This whole opinion of Shemuel is like Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua did not include Megillat Esther in that pasuk, and so therefore it's not considered something that was kavua ladorot, that to be established for the generations, and it was not something that they established to be, you know, included, let's say, in the Tanakh essence of something that if you touch a scroll, your hands could become tameh for truma purposes. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Kohelet eino metameh yadayim. His Kohelet is not metameh yadayim, b'nei shechuchmato shel Shlomo hi. It's the chuchmav Shlomo. So Amru lo, v'chizo bilvad amar. Is this the only thing? Right. It's not Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, only something by Ruach HaKodesh can be metameh yadayim. So he says what? This is the only thing, v'chizo bilvad amar. This is the only thing that Shlomo HaMelech wrote. Shlomo HaMelech wrote many other things as well. והלא כבר נאמר, וידבר שלושת אלפים משל. He wrote 3,000 different משלים. He wrote the book of Mishle, he wrote the book of Shir Hashirim. He says, ואומר, it also says, אל תוסף על דבריו. Do not add on to his words. So he says, my ואומר, what is this ואומר coming to teach us? וכי תימא, מימר טובה אמר. Right, the ibai lo yichtiv. Maybe he said many things, and whatever he wanted, he put into Kohelet. Whatever he didn't want to put in, he didn't put in Kohelet. And so therefore, that's why the extra pasuk is coming to teach us. The Gemara said, no, and that's what we would have thought to say. Tashma, then it comes to teach us, al tos val devarav. Says, don't add on to his words. So Rashi explains, mideka asar lehosif alehen, shema mina berocha kodesh nemru. From the fact that he said, meaning I would have thought whatever he wanted to put in, whatever he didn't, the Gemara said, the pasuk says, al tos val devarav, don't add on to his words. From the fact that it is forbidding us to add on to his words, it's coming to teach us that it was berocha kodesh. That's what it's coming to teach.
It was until now they were good, but you cannot add anymore.
Right. Meaning, and now it's teaching us that it's berocha kodesh. Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Neymar. Esther is Baruch HaKodesh Neymar, Vayomer Haman Belibo. Haman said in his heart, right? This is when he was saying, the Chashrosh was saying to Haman, I want to give someone all these treasures and horses and this and that. And then he's like, he thought about it, thinking it's himself. So how do we know what his thoughts were? How do we know what he was thinking? The only way we could know is if it's Baruch HaKodesh, if we know Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Neymar, Shenemar Vathi Esther, Noset Chen Be'enei Kol Re'ea, that she found favor in all the eyes of the people. How do we know she found favor in all the eyes of the people? Yeah. Only Baruch HaKodesh we can know that. Rabbi Meir Omer.
Popularity, you know?
So the Gemara will bring stira on that. Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shneimar Vayoda Hadavar, the Mordechai.
Vayvada.
Vayvada Hadavar, the Mordechai. So it became the matter became known to Mordechai. How do we know that? So clearly it was Baruch HaKodesh. Right? Over here, she says, Mi Gala Lo. So it's Ruach HaKodesh Shara Alav. It says, who revealed it to Mordechai? So it must have been that Ella Ruach HaKodesh Neymar. So it had to have been that he had Ruach HaKodesh to know this matter. Then it says, so that's how we know it's Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Yoseh ben Durmaskit Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Neymar, Shneymar, as the Pasuk says, Ubizah lo shalchu et yadam. They didn't send their hands to the spoils. Right? So how do we know that? Only through Ruach HaKodesh. Shemuel, Amar Shmuel, I havai hatam. If I was there, hava amen, I would have said milta da'adifa mikulu. I would have said something better than everyone. Shneimar kimu vekibelu. The pasuk says they accepted and they took upon themselves.
They fulfilled
and took upon themselves. So what does this pasuk mean? Kimu lemala mashi kiblu lemata. They accepted upstairs what they accepted downstairs. Meaning they took upon themselves to start doing megillah and simcha and yom tov and everything, and then they accepted it upstairs as well. So what do you see? How do we know that? The only way we can know that is Baruch HaKodesh. So this was his way. Shmuel said, if I was there, I would have said, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says very clearly. It's a proof on the Pasuk. And it says, Amar Ava, Lekulu Itlu Percha, Lebar Mishmuel. Everybody has a contradiction except for Shmuel. The Lele Percha, because he does not have a contradiction. There be Eliezer Svarahu, De Lo Hava Inish Dechashiv Lemalka Kevate. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer, it was a Svara, that there was nobody. He thought, Haman thought, right? What was Rabbi Eliezer? He said, Vayomer Haman b'libo. So you think, hey, Haman knew because he was the most important to the king. So he thought, he's talking about me. It's not Ruach HaKodesh. V'hai. Right? He didn't have Ruach HaKodesh there. There's no Ruach HaKodesh there. Just because he thinks that I'm the most important. That's why he thought it was going to him. It was Ra'oilo. V'hai. Ki nidmeta. Sorry, I skipped. V'hai. V'hai ki nidmeta lo ki umato.
Lo ki mafish tova.
Sorry, I skipped a line. Right? And he's saying, and that which he spoke to such extent indicates that what? That he had himself in mind. It was logic. He used logic. He said, look, I'm the most important to the king. He must be speaking about me. Okay? Ve'amar, ada'atei de nafshei ka'amar, he was talking about me, he thought about himself. The Rabbi Akiva, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva,
he said clearly, le'mi yichpatz ha'melech milbadi.
Right.
Who else?
Right, it makes sense. It's not Ruach HaKodesh. The Rabbi Akiva, deal ma'ak Rabbi Elazar. Maybe he's holding like Rabbi Elazar. Da'amar melamed shekol echad ve'echad ninvetolo ke'umato. That what did he say? So let's go back.
Esther.
Yeah, Esther was, she found favor in all the eyes of people. So maybe each person looked at her as if someone from her nation. They saw her as if, oh, you're part of our nation. So like, meaning they all found favor. It's not like a chidush. It's not Ruach HaKodesh to say something like that. V'had Rabbi Meir dilmak Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Damar biktan v'teresh nei tarsiim hayu. That they were two tarsiim. So what is this referring to? What was the opinion of Rabbi Meir? He said from the pasuk v'ivada davar leMordechai. Right, when Mordechai found out that Bigdan and Teresh were trying to kill Achashverosh, so he went and found. He told him. So he said, how did he know? Because he said, look, Bigdan and Teresh were these two tarsiim. So how did they explain?
They spoke
this lashon of Tarsi, and we know that Mordechai he was on the Sanhedrin. He needed to learn Shivim lashon. He needed to know the 70 languages, and so he knew the lashon of Tarsi, and he understood what they were saying. There's no Ruach HaKodesh there.
Tarsi is not Parsi.
No. V'had Rabbi Yose ben Dur Maskit Dima Peristake Shadur. That what is he saying? He said, what did we say about the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Dur Maskit? Right. They didn't send their hands into the spoils. So how does he answer that? What's the logic behind there? Rashi says, Shluchim Shalchu Lahem the Mordechai Vester Shalun Aganu Bevizah Shalun Yira'a Melech. The Melech. He says, they got a report from the messengers that they didn't touch the spoils. There's no Ruach HaKodesh there. Meaning all of these have a contradiction, except for the opinion of Shemuel. Shemuel said from the Pasuk, Kiyemu Vekibelu. The Shmuel vaday le pircha. For sure, Shmuel does not have a pircha. Period. Amar avina, haynu damrei nashe. This is what people say. A contradiction. Tava chada pilpalta harifta. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Tava chada pilpalta harifta. Imalei tzina tzane kere. He says that one spicy pepper is better than a whole basket filled of pumpkins, let's call it, or gourds. Meaning, what does he mean by that? You can have one Talmid Chacham who's very sharp, and his words can be much stronger than a whole group of Talmid Chachamim. That's what he's trying to say. There are a few interesting lines here. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, from this pasuk, Bimea Purim Ha'ele, Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim. It should not pass from amongst the Yehudim. So from where do we know that? How is he going to know the future? So he says, look, clearly, if you're going to know what's going to happen in the future, it must be Baruch HaKodesh, right? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer, Mehacha, Vezichem Lo Yasuf Mizar'am, that the memory should never leave. We should always remember this, all the children, every generation to come. So what is that telling us? That it's also Baruch HaKodesh. And that's the end of that discussion, just telling us that it must be Baruch HaKodesh. Stop there for questions. Okay, Mamshichim. Umatanon Levyonim. And the three, and it's not me, the Gemara says it's not Baruch HaKodesh. Umatanon Levyonim, it was Matanon Levyonim. So we said, Tane, Rav Yosef, Umishloach Manot Ish L'Re'ehu. What does this mean, Mishloach Manot? Shtei Manot Leish Echad. You have to give two foods to one person. That's the mitzvah. Umatanon Levyonim, the Pasuk says, Shtei Matanot L'Shnei B'nei Adam. Two gifts to two poor people, meaning one to each person. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Shadar Leir Rabbi Yoshaya. So he sent him a leg of an animal, like a third child, and a jug of wine and a bottle of wine. This is what he sent him for his mishloach manot. Shalach le, so he sent back to him. It's one of the best types of meat.
Some say that it reaches one third of its growth.
Right. Kiyamta banu rabenu, you fulfilled us the pasuk mishloach manot ish lereu umatanon levyonim. You fulfilled this continuous this pasuk telling us about mishloach manot.
Okay. Is
that mevushal or lo mevushal? You're not going to give somebody a to give somebody a raw chicken. You have to give them food. There's a discussion in that. There's a discussion. We'll look into it after.
Yeah, it talks about it down here.
The idea is to...
Let's continue. Rabba Shadar Le Lemari Barmor Biyad Abaye Male Tiska De Kashva Male Kasa De Kimcha De Avshuna. So he sent in the hands of Abaye to take to Mari Barmor this, a basket filled with... a basket filled with dates and a filled also a container with roasted flour. אמר לי אביי, אמר לי אביי, השתא, אמר מורי אי חקלאה מלכה להווה דיקולה מצווה, לא נחית. So he essentially said to him, like, look, if a simple person became the king, you know, would he not take down... what he was trying to say to him in simple English was, you know, why are you giving him such simple foods? Give him something nice. Right, Rashi explains, Hasasha regilo halich ve'odenu ben kfar u'ma'achil ve'behemto lo yarid ata merosho, kach ata na'asen melech u'mrosh pufumbadita ve'inecha sholech lo ela dvarim ha'metsu'in lechom. He says, what? He says, imagine somebody who was a donkey, he was dealing with donkeys, and he had to, you know, carry a load. And then he became the king. So that same person is going to be carrying the same load. No, so you're the king now, Fumbedita. Why are you giving him such simple things that are so matsui that everybody can get? So he said, this is what he said to Rabbah. So he said to him, Hadar shadar le, iu male taska de zangvila, umale, ginger. Zangvila, umale kasada pilpelta aricha. So he sent back to him, like, filled containers of ginger and peppers and like beautiful foods back in return. So Amar Abaye, Hashta Amar Mor, Anna Shadrele Chulia, Viu Shadreli Churfa. So he says, he sent me something sweet, but I sent him, this is what he's saying to Mori Bar Mor, right? He's saying, you're giving him something sweet, but he's giving you something spicy. So, you know, maybe you should return back to him the same thing how he's returning to you, essentially. So he says, Amar Ba'e, Ki Navke Mi Be Mor, Hava Savana. When I left the house of Rabbah, I was full, I was satisfied. Ki Matai Lahatam, Karibu Lu Shitin Sa'e, the Shitin Mine Kedera. He says, they provided in front of me, when I got to Mori's house, they brought in front of me 60 different types of foods on 60 different plates, cooked foods. And he says, Ve'achli behu shitin, peluge, ubishula, batraita havu, I'm sorry, did I skip a line?
No,
good. Shitin, peluge, ubishula, batraita havu, karalit seli kedar. You're already saying, so he's saying they gave me, I had one of each of the 60 dishes. You had 60 pieces of food from these 60 dishes, and you had one from each. And he says the final one, the last one that they brought in front of me, was this tzli kedar, was this very nice, amazing cooked dish. It's called pot roast. He says, "Uba'ayle mechaz tza'a batra." He says, I wanted to eat the plate after it. It was so tasty.
Some say he talks about the 60 masechtot of the
Gemara. Right. There's an interesting Maharsha on this, actually. Amar Abaye, haynu damrei, nashet, this is what people say, kafin anya v'liyada, that a, you know, a poor person's hungry and he doesn't even know. You know? Person who's hungry and then they bring a lot of food in front of them.
So we're going to say, eshte hazre dandun. That once you start eating, your appetite opens.
Exactly. Iname, another line, ravchal v'sima shachiyach. There's always room for something sweet. Also, meaning there's always room for dessert. There's always room for dessert. It's a famous line. Abaye bar Avin, Abaye the son of Avin, v'rabichin Chanina bar Avin, mechalfei seudatayu lahadad. What they would do for Mishloch Manon is they would just swap their dishes. They would take a plate of food and yeshiva, and they would swap their plates, and that's their Mishloch Manon. Amar Rava, mechayiv inesul basume befura, ya'adel ha'yada bin arur ha'man ha'baruch ha'madachai. A person is obligated to intoxicate themselves on Purim to the extent that they don't know the difference between curses Haman and blesses Mordechai. There's lots of shitot that come into this line. If you actually have to drunk yourself to that extent, or according to Ovadia and according to the Rambam, writes that you need to just go to sleep. You drink a little bit, and you drink enough that you're tired, you go to sleep. So by you going to sleep, now what are you doing? By instance, by you going to sleep, now you cannot differentiate between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai while you're sleeping.
I'm saying gematria is the same, you cannot calculate it, so you're a little bit
different. One time I was at a Purim, and this guy got so drunk, you never actually think somebody will mix them up. But he's like, the Gemara says to never, he says, you have to get drunk to the extent that you never mix up Baruch, he's like, Baruch Haman and Arur Mordechai. And I'm like, no, the other way around. He actually made the mistake, you know? It was really funny. He reached that level. But it's not the, you know, not correct to go all the way to that extent. Okay? Okay. Rabbah Rabbi Zera Avdu Seudat Purim Behadeh Hadadeh. They did a Seudat together. Ibsum, Kam Rabbah Shachteil Rabbi Zera. So what happened? He says they became very intoxicated, very drunk. Rabbah got up and he killed Rabbi Zera. He slaughtered him. The machar ba'ir rachame. The next day he asked for mercy. And he brought him back to life. The shana amar, le 90 more than avid sevdat purim. So the next year, Rabbah said back to him, he says, okay, let's do sevdat purim again. Together. Amar le, lo bechol shadav shata mitarchish nisan. Not every year you're going to have, or every hour you're going to have a miracle like that. I don't want to have to come back to life.
Some say that shrita, that in the throat over there, it's as if it was separated.
Right, I think the simple peshat over here is that, not in essence, maybe he didn't actually kill him, because the Gemara doesn't say he killed him. The Gemara says, shachteh, he slaughtered him. What that means is, he got so drunk that he did something you shouldn't have. He hurt the guy. He had a near-death experience, and then the guy, you know, he prayed for him. He doesn't say he brought him back to life. What he says was, he prayed, he asked mercy for him. He prayed to Hashem, and with this tefillot, he brought him back. Meaning he resurrected him in the sense that he came back from a near-death experience. Okay? So he says, we're not always going to have miracles like that. Amar Rava, Seudat Purim Shachla Balayla Leyatzai Dei Chavato. If you had your Seudat at night time, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. My Tama, what's the reason? Yemei Mishteh U'Simcha Ktiv. It says the days of Mishteh and Simcha. So it has to be during the day. Rava Shehava Yativ Kamei De Amemar. Naga Velo Atu Rabbanan. It says they delayed and the Rabbanan did not come. Amar Lei, My Tama Lo Atu Rabbanan. What's the reason the Rabbanan did not come? Dilme Tarid Devi Seudat Purim. Maybe they're Tarud in their meal of Seudat Purim. Amar Lei, Velo Hava Efshar Lemechla Be'urta. Where they weren't able to eat their Seudat at night time. Amar Lei, Lo Shemiel Lei Lemor. Had Amar Rava. You didn't hear what Rava said. Seudat Purim Shachla Balayla Lo Yatzai Yidei Chavato. You don't fulfill your mitzvah of Seudat at night time. Amar Lei, let's read the parentheses, I guess. Is there a girsa change over here? There's a girsa over here. Amar Lei, Lo Shmieli. Or Amar Rava Hachi, did he really say this? Lo Shmieli. Amar Lei, In, yeah, he did say this. He says, Tana Mine, Arbein Zimnin, Vedamele Keman de Manach Mekisei. So he taught it to him. He learned it from him 40 times, that line of you cannot do this without putting him at night time, until it was stuck in his kis, until he really, really had it remembered, and he would never forget that line. Let's start the next Mishnah, let's try to get to the next Mishnah. Ein Bein Yom Tov Le Shabbat Ele Ochel Nevesh Bilvad. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbat. The only difference is practical aspects of food or bodily needs. So you see in the Gemara, Hali inyan machshirei ochal nefesh, so things that have to do with machshir ochal nefesh, something that makes something for ochal nefesh.
What's the connection to our
Sugya? Yeah, I guess it's a Mishnah that has to do with Yom Tov.
Ah,
Yeah, I guess. Okay, Hali inyan machshirei ochal nefesh, so from the fact that he says only Ochel nefesh, that when it comes to machshirei ochel nefesh, let's say a shchita knife, right? For that they both agree. There's no disagreement over there. The only disagreement would be for that both of them are equal in the sense of machshirei ochel nefesh. They're not allowed. But in our Mishnah, it's only allowing ochel nefesh. Matnitin lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Tanya Baraita says, Ein ben yom tov le shabbat ela ochel nefesh bilvad. Ochel nefesh. Only ochel nefesh is allowed. Only making food is allowed on Yom Tov, right? Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda even permits machshirei ochel nefesh. Let's say you want to do shechita and your knife is not prepared. He allows you even to fix your knife up so that you can do shechita. What's the reason for that? What's the reason for Tanakama? Amarka, the Pasuk says, Hu velo machshirav, the Pasuk says only it, only ochel nefesh, and not the things that help you for ochel nefesh, not your knife. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Lachem, the Pasuk says, Lachem, Lachot Zerchachem. That it's for all your needs. Whatever needs you have, you can use it on Yom Tov.
The Pasuk says, Hu levado yase lachem.
Right. Ve'idach, and the other opinion, Tanakama, Nami hakativ lachem, it also says lachem in the Pasuk. Lachem, lo lovdei kochavim, lachem, lo laklavim. No, when it says lachem, ochel nefesh, saying for you, you're not allowed to cook for goyim, and you're not allowed to cook for your dog either. Ve'idach, and if you go back to Rabbi Yehuda, Nami hakativ hu, it says in the Pasuk, Hu levado, so why does it say only ochel nefesh? Ktiv hu, uchtiv lachem, it says hu, and it says lachem. Kan b'machshirin, she'efshar la'asodan me'erv yom tov, kan b'machshirin, she'efshar la'asodan me'erv yom tov. The difference would come about if it's something machshir ochel nefesh that helps you for your ochel nefesh that you were able to do from erev yom tov or you were not able to do from erev yom tov. If you were able to do it from erev yom tov, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you're not allowed to do it on yom tov. But if you were not able to do it on Yom Tov, then even Rabbi Yehuda would even allow something like that on Yom Tov for machshir ochel nefesh. Let's say you didn't have a chance, whatever the reason was, to fix your knife for shechita. He would allow you to fix your knife in order to use it on Yom Tov. Have a great day, everybody.